you've got an IRLP note. So it should be quite simple. Just remove one radio and put another transceiver in there, over.
Yeah, I'm coming through to you on a crossband repeater, by the way. I'm just testing it out. We're going to do some testing with it today. No, the question is this. It's a Motorola that I have up there. So I'll have to look for a 70-meter Motorola radio, I guess. And because with the 5-2, 4-6-5-2 simplex contest, I want to be able to crossband 5-2 up on 750 feet, if you know what I'm saying. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Know exactly what you're saying there. So, yeah, if you're talking on your, if you're talking about your crossband there, well, you should be able to just reverse the frequencies there, and you'll be good to go. We don't have to change transceivers. Over. I'm not sure. Are you talking about the node, or are you talking about the your balloon there? Over.
Yeah, well, it works fine for this one because my upload frequency is going to be 430.000, but my download is going to be 147.420, which connects to my IRLP node. But if I want my IRLP node to transmit 146.520, the IRLP will have to be the 70 centimeter frequency, so that 146.520 can be heard elsewhere. Over.
Yep, Roger. Yeah, like on your IRLP node there, you just have to change the transceiver then. So, but on your balloon, you should be able to just reverse the frequencies, and you're off and to the races there. Over.
Yeah, no, actually the question was, so all I've got to do is get a 70-centimeter radio for the IRLP station, and everything should work. Okay, I didn't know whether it was going to be a big hassle to do that. Much of an audio change there coming through the crossband there, over.
Yeah, it's almost full quieting there. It's a good signal. 5x5. And sounding real good. There's nothing for white noise or anything in the background. Of course, I'm just getting up here, so I was up earlier, but I laid down and my eyes shut. So, yeah. Well, the only thing is, it's simple to do. It's just money, right? So you got to look for a different transceiver, and you're off to the races there, email. So you're going to be doing some testing with that there today. That's awesome. So you're just going to see how it works on the crossband here throughout the day. Then, Roger.
Yeah, well, they're calling for rain all day tomorrow, so I can't tie the balloon off a rainy day. So I said, well, what the heck? Maybe I'll test it out today, put it up there, and see At 2.5 watts with a portable, at the line of sight, I should get out about 200 kilometers, theoretically. That's if the balloon lifts the portable there, over.
Well, in UHF and VHF, height means everything, so... So, line of sight, and 2.5 watts is just fine, so you'll be heard. So, I think I've been listening to you guys there talk about it and stuff, and it sounds like it's, theory, it'll work just fine. But, so you're going to be raising that balloon up today then, too? Over.
Well, that's the plan. Like I said, tomorrow's going to rain. I'm not sure what's going to happen on Sunday, so... And most operators for field day took today off to get things ready, so... I thought I might as well do some testing today, and when everybody's around and able to maybe make a contact, it would be good. I'm not sure how many guest operators I'll be able to find, but... I think once the balloon goes up, I think there'll be some attention pulled there. Over.
Well, I was looking at the field day rules there, and they're allowing for a VHF station there under 5 watts. So I'd imagine you'd be quite popular, but not for today, but for tomorrow when field day starts. That would be a nice contact for the field day operators, is contacting your balloon there on basically Ciplex 2.5 watts. And, anything under 5 watts, you get points for it there. Over.
Yeah, but that only works simplex. You can't expect to get that over IRLP in that. So, but yeah, direct line of sight, I guess. But I mean, that's only 1 point. It's not a big issue. I just it'd be good to get it up there and know that it works. Anyway, we'll keep it there, Randy. Thanks for coming back. I'll keep you posted anyway. When I go to Pop Portable Player. And thanks for the audio check.
Just one question. What kind of radio are you operating on your IRLP node right now? What brand and model number there? Over.
It's the Motorola. An older Motorola radio. I'm not sure what the... I'll go up there and take a look. Stand by.
Yeah, maybe it's a GM300 or MaxTrack or CDM model. There's several good Motorola radios, and they're quite available for buying there for voice over IP there. They work very well because they got the external connectors there. Just plug in the back and away you go. Over.
I'll take a picture of the radio and so I get the there's no designated marks on it that I can see, but I'll take a fine print there of the picture of it. I'll send it to you. But as I'm speaking to you, it's rather warm up there on the radio. I guess the fan stopped working. I better put the fan back on there, over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, definitely a good idea to have a fan on the transceiver there, especially when you're running nets and stuff like that. You know, it's. No, it shouldn't be an issue there. But anyways, a very good morning to you there, and XYL there, and hopefully everything. You have a great day there, and hopefully your test goes well. I'll be crossing my fingers there for you. So, and toes. Hi, hi. V1 Echo Papa, V5 RJM, 73.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. 1 Echo Papa, portable player.
V5 RJM, V5 Alpha Lima.
Looks like a fishing day for you there today. We've got sun poking through here, a few clouds in the sky, but nothing like what it's been. So this might be the third day we're going to see the sun. It's almost record-breaking here, Pierre. Good morning. V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but it's pretty clear sky and very windy. No, I'm not going fishing today. By the way, I got your radio yesterday morning from Patrick. So, yeah, I got your radio, everything. And we just need to set up new power supply on it, whatever. And they have on this Motorola, like Trax or whatever, they have a special connector for a DC voltage in there. But I have one at home. And because you need that kind of plug, and that radio, they don't have that plug, so I have some on my toolbox. So yeah, I got your radio already, and I got my new antenna yesterday from Calgary. One day delivery, can you believe it? Oh my God, by Purolator. I can't believe it. Very fast. So, yeah, I'm very happy about it. So, I will be playing with that antenna today, that's for sure. Because this weekend, I'm sorry to tell you, but lots of rain is coming Saturday and all week, every day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Not very good timing. Not at all. So, yeah, so I set up my, I need to put a new mast on my patio roofing or whatever, and hook it up everything, and I don't need any radial wires on it, and they all set to go, no tuning at all, and that's it, back to you.
Pierre, and I hope wish you luck there with that antenna there. Hopefully it performs as well as they say so. Yeah, roger that. So are you going to be installing that today then, and I take it, and then removing your old antenna over?
Well, a couple of days ago, I take out the old antenna, the Miltonman infill in the back in the backyard. So I sold everything, the post and everything, to Patrick, to him, and he would like to use that multi-band antenna and film for the do some contact on the ham field. So that's very easy to set up for them. Back to you.